Good afternoon and welcome to A Presence on Your Journey, a podcast of Community Autism Resources. And although this is not a visual medium, I want to tell you that we're doing two things with this podcast. First, I'm pleased to say, this is the first group podcast that we're going to be doing today. And second, we're doing this, well, I was going to say on site, but it sort of is. It's at a place called the Wamsutta Club in New Bedford, Massachusetts, with an organization called One Theater Group, which will be performing Alice in Wonderland starting next Thursday. I believe it's April 25th. And I'm going to start by introducing the producer, Ashley Bendixson, and have you go around and introduce the rest of the cast, or they can introduce themselves so people can hear their voices.
Sure. So hello, everyone. As Dennis mentioned, my name is Ashley Bendixson, and I am the producer of One Theater Group. To my left, I have my director, Gregory Silver.
Hello.
And also with me, I have our White Rabbit in our upcoming production of Alice in Wonderland, Patrick Long.
Hello.
And we also have Alice here today, played by Sydney Carrero.
Hello.
Well, welcome all of you, and thank you for taking the time out of your very busy schedule. So we're doing this podcast right before the rehearsal this afternoon, so we might call this a rehearsal before the rehearsal. But the first thing I want to ask is, what is One Theater Group, and how did you get started?
Sure. Well, we are a brand new nonprofit theater group, and we are based out of Fairhaven, Massachusetts. We got our start back in August of last year, actually shortly after my mother passed away. It was kind of an idea that was born out of losing her, where my co-founder, Gregory Silver, said, I don't know if it's too soon, but what if we produced a play and we donated all the proceeds to the Alzheimer's Association, because I lost my mother to early onset Alzheimer's at the age of 56. So naturally, my goal has always been to do everything to keep my mother's spirit alive and her name alive. So we put on our first show, and it was a tremendous success. And we found that not only do we raise money for the Alzheimer's Association, but we also have a talent for putting on entertaining, fun, family community shows. We decided to turn this into a real nonprofit and move forward and continue to do more and choose different organizations to benefit.
And your inaugural production was You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, is that correct?
Correct.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I liked when I went in your website, there was a couple of things that I liked, is where theater meets philanthropy. I hope I'm getting that right.
That is correct.
Can you talk about, a little bit about that?
Well, I think it's really unique. I mean, there's a lot of community nonprofit theater companies that don't put on shows for the money or to make any money. We're doing that, but we also thought, you know, it's kind of a unique way to pick a show. I mean, I grew up in the South Coast, and I think what makes our area unique is that we're so rooted in community, and we have so many nonprofits and great all-volunteer-run organizations that are trying to make this a better place for people to live. And because I've learned about a lot of organizations, I just thought it would be really neat to use theater as a way to raise money for them, because I'm young and I don't have tens of thousands of dollars to donate to these organizations, but what I do have is time that I can donate to hopefully raise money and help the organizations that could use some extra financial support.
So Community Autism Resources is the second in your brief history, is that correct?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How did you go about recruiting people and actors, actresses, set design, all of the things that go into a theater production?
I think Gregory, our director, can definitely answer that question best.
I've been doing theater for quite a long time. I've created some really strong friendships throughout the years, doing a lot of different productions all over the South Coast especially. So I have a lot of friends, which is great. And I've always been a very creative individual. So a lot of our sets, costumes, and such have been done with my vision. And a lot of volunteers that are very dear to the cause, and they really want to help out in some significant way. The talent, basically, are a lot of friends, coworkers, a lot of people that I know, and they come out, and we accept, and we start from the beginning, and through the entire rehearsal process, we grow, and we have a lot of fun, and we just do the best we can.
And Greg has this amazing ability to just know someone and know their acting style, and he just casts them perfectly. So we haven't actually held auditions yet, mm-hmm. because this has been so grassroots, but he'll look at someone like Sydney, for example, to my left and say, she's the perfect Alice, and then all of a sudden she reads the script and she really is Alice in Wonderland. So it's quite incredible. I think we'll have to have auditions moving forward, because now people want to be a part of our
shows.
Yeah, he does a great job at just picking out the cast.
And this is all volunteer, is that right?
It is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of you have regular, what I would call daytime jobs.
Yes. Yes, we do. We wish this was our day job.
Oh, yes.
This is so much fun. But yes, we have day jobs as well.
You did You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. What was the process to pick that production? And how did you, between that production and this one, Alice in Wonderland, was there a playoff or a selection process?
Well, basically, we decided to pick You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, just because it's a smaller cast. And for our first show and just starting off, we didn't know if we were going to go beyond just one show and just do You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, just for Ashley's mother. But moving forward, I realized the talent. And I realized the space, and I realized the creativity, and working with the script and such, I realized that it really can be done in a small space. So we went from a cast of 6 to a cast of 16. So we are definitely doing something different, but to the costumes, to the set, we are really using the space to our advantage.
And you know, we want to pick shows that are family friendly. I think that's what kind of gives us our own significant, unique mark, is that we do shows that are fun and colorful and entertaining, with just simple subject matter, stuff that makes people laugh. So Charlie Brown was very family friendly, and likewise so is Alice in Wonderland. And actually, Pat Long, who is here with us, who's playing our White Rabbit, he was also in our first show. Mm-hmm. He played Schroeder in You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
I did.
Maybe Pat can say a few words about his experience in our groundbreaking show.
It was actually funny. I met them through Charlie Brown. I haven't even known Greg and Ashley that long. And me and Greg were singing at a party one time. And about a month later, after Ashley lost her mother, when they came up with the idea, Greg was like, "He's very good friends with one of my best friends." So he was like, "You know what? Where's that kid that I was singing with at that party? Can you get him?" And now Greg's easily one of my best friends now. So is Ashley. Ashley's a really good friend of mine, too. I just love it. I just had so much fun doing it. Like Ashley said, I played Schroeder with 5 other great people. I love them all. And I wish I could do this forever.
Now, how many hours a week do you rehearse in addition to your daytime job?
Well, our first show was so spur of the moment that we did one straight week of nonstop rehearsals and put on the show. I don't know how we did it. Now, this show, we've been rehearsing almost 6 weeks, and it's about 9 to 12 hours a week. So about 2 nights a week and usually a Saturday afternoon.
Okay, tell us about the setting. The setting for your performances, it's not here where we're doing this podcast. It's at the Fairhaven Town Hall Auditorium. Is that?
That is correct. So Greg and I are both natives of Fairhaven, so we're very excited to be doing this in our hometown. But Fairhaven is very unique. It has this traditional, Victorian, kind of English kind of look to it. Beautiful history and architecture in the buildings. And our town hall is just something to be amazed by. It's a beautiful old building. And what few people realize is that there's this gorgeous auditorium on the second floor of the whole building. With, the old wood beams that are all exposed and the stained glass windows. So they graciously support us by donating that space to us to use for our shows, which helps us get our feet off the ground. So it's a great space.
You know what the approximate seating capacity might be?
I've been told that it fills up to 400. There's a balcony that seats 100 people, and we can fit about 300 chairs on the floor level.
Tell us a little bit about this upcoming performance and the what's and the where's and the times and things like that.
Sure. So our show kicks off Thursday, April 23rd. We're doing a show Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, all at 7 o'clock. And then Sunday afternoon, the show is at 2 o'clock. Again, they're all at the Fairhaven Town Hall Auditorium, 40 Center Street in Fairhaven, Massachusetts. Our prices are very affordable. It's $15 for adults, $10 for children. Also, something fun that we're doing Saturday before the show from 1 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we're doing a Mad Hatter tea party where kids will get to come in and meet the cast, take photos, they get to make their own hat before the tea party. We're doing some crafts and games, so that's a really nice opportunity as well, and that's only $10. All of the information can be found on our website, which is www.onetheatergroup.com. Or people can go on Facebook and look up One Theater Group, that's us. And tickets can be purchased online in advance, or you can actually just buy them right at the door.
I'm just curious, where do you see this group going, say, maybe 1, 2, 3 years from now? Do you see this really, really taking off? Because this is your second production. You had your inauguration production, so you're relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see this, really blossoming in, say, about 1 or 2 years from now, or sooner? Or
I hope so. Greg and I are very ambitious. And like I said, we've found that what we're doing, we're actually pretty good at. I mean, he has the theater background, and I have kind of a business organizational background. But together, we've done something really incredible. And I really love that I have ownership over this. I do a lot of volunteer work, but this is kind of like my thing. And I think it's definitely unique and different. And our hope a few years from now, and possibly 5-10 years from now, is that we are a very successful large-scale theater company, moving into a larger venue with more effects and more sponsors, and continuing with our original mission, which is to raise money for organizations in need.
Well, I want to give a chance for the listeners to just hear the voices of the people that are gathered here for this podcast. So maybe if each of you can tell us the experience so far in preparing for Alice in Wonderland, which begins on April 23rd.
Sure. Well, Pat's role is very different because he has to play an animal. He's playing a rabbit. So, Pat, maybe you can talk about your preparations.
I went from a 10-year-old kid to a white rabbit. So, with my part, I just love it. It's so characteristic, which I love doing. I love playing Schroeder. But compared to what I played in Peanuts, by far, this is a way better part, I feel, for myself. I like doing, like, different voices. I just like being a character.
Do your white rabbit voice.
I'm late for a very important date.
and Pat's so good with voices that he's actually the voice of the Dormouse.
That's right. Yep.
Do you want to hear his Dormouse
sure.
voice? I think so.
Twinkle, twinkle, little bat.
Yeah, the rest you got to come to the show to see.
Yes,
that's right.
No spoilers here.
And so Sydney is new to our group, and Sydney is actually the youngest cast member of our group. Most of our cast are 18 plus. Sydney's 14, correct?
I'm 13.
13? Oh my goodness. You'd never know because she's so talented. So, Sydney, how's your experience been?
It's been actually really fun. I mean, I do have a lot of lines in the show. It's like every scene I'm in. So, it was a little complicated to like learn all the lines, but I'm getting there and I'm pretty sure I have all of them down. It's a lot of fun and I like her accent. So,
I just have one more question. Since you are a nonprofit theater group and your productions benefit various organizations, the first one being the Alzheimer's Association and now Community Autism Resources, how do you meet expenses?
It is a challenge, and certainly from my perspective, it's been a learning experience. For example, I didn't realize that you had to buy the rights to put on shows, and our first show, the rights alone were $3,000. So it's definitely been a learning process. But fortunately, because we are from a very tight-knit community, and because we started this in our hometown, we've been able to engage a lot of local businesses to become sponsors and help fund some of these operational costs. Greg earlier mentioned that we have a lot of volunteers, so right now, we have volunteers who are donating the costumes to us, designing and sewing them, hair and makeup. We have a graphic design sponsor for our posters. We have someone donating cupcakes to our tea party because I think people came to our first show and they really just believe in what we're doing. So we have a lot of people who are willing to go out there and either donate their services or also become a sponsor. So right now we have several local businesses who are sponsors, whether it's, you know, a few hundred dollars to in-kind support. So that's really how we're meeting expenses. We have repeat sponsors, which I think is a huge sign that we're doing something right. And our hope is that each year we'll have the same sponsors that want to continue to put their money towards us so that we can grow and continue to put on shows.
I was going to ask, how can people get involved to make your jobs a lot easier?
Certainly, I would say a great starting point is just going to our website, www.onetheatergroup.com. We have sponsorship rates, but we also have something as simple as an advertisement that you can run in our program book. Some of the ads are as small as $10 to run. You can make a general donation to us, and there's a ton of information about how someone can volunteer and get involved with our organization. I would really love to form a committee by the end of this year. That's my personal goal, is to have a committee of people to help put these shows on, because right now we're kind of a two-man show, me and Greg, wearing a lot of different hats. So I would love to have more volunteers, and of course we always accept monetary donations because that helps us pay for a lot of these expenses for our shows. So I would say just go to our website.
Well, I want to thank all of you, Ashley Bendixson and the cast that was assembled here today, for taking time out of your busy rehearsal schedule to do this podcast. I also want to thank you, and I know I speak for Community Autism Resources for choosing Community Autism Resources to benefit this production. And thank you all for taking the time out. I want to remind everybody that Community Autism Resources, A Presence on Your Journey, is a production of Community Autism Resources. Barbara Domain is our executive director. We had help today from Nicholas Domain, who is our producer and editor, and Bob Domain. And the music was by George Winston that we use at the beginning and end of our program. For more information on Community Autism Resources, you can go to our website at www.community-autism-resources.com. And for more information on One Theater Group, you can go to their website at www.onetheatergroup.com. This is Dennis Polselli. Thank you for joining us. I want to remind everybody that to listen to this and other podcasts, you can go to our website at www.community-autism-resources.com and listen to us there. Or if you have iTunes, you can go to the bookstore and search Autism, A Presence on Your Journey, and subscribe to a podcast there. Thank you very much. Thank you.